Thank you for holding. This is Kyle with customer service. How can I help you today?
Yes, I need to find out about a withdrawal that came out of my checking account on 12/21. I just today got my bank statement, and it says that Sirius Electron, whatever the rest of that name may be, deducted $67.32 from my checking account. I want to know what this charge was for.
All right. I think I should be able to help you out with that. Am I speaking to Mr. Mike?
That's correct.
All right. I was able to find a record of you in my system through the phone number you called in with. Just to verify, I see the billing address here in Georgia.
Correct. Young Harris, Georgia, 30582.
Yes, sir. And just so I know it's you I'm talking to, can you verify your street address for me?
1512 Henderson Road, Young Harris, Georgia.
Yes, sir. I got it. Thank you for that, sir. I got to do that, so I'm not talking to somebody else about your account.
Okay.
And it's loading up now. I should be able to tell you what these charges are. Give me just one second.
So to my knowledge, I haven't purchased anything.
Okay, well, let's see here. All right, so the earliest charge I see was back in June 26th. There was a $5.74 charge for the shipping and handling on a free welcoming gift tactical bag.
Okay.
So what that free welcoming gift is it welcomes you to our online Factory Direct Savings Store membership. On that website, when you entered your card info to pay the shipping and handling, in the terms and conditions, it did state that if you don't call to cancel within 48 to 72 hours, you are enrolled into the online store membership, and they'll go ahead and charge you the first monthly membership fee so they can send you a $125 voucher in your email to use for in-store purchases.
Did it say that in that email?
I don't know if it said it in the email. I know for sure on the website where you entered your card info to pay for the shipping and handling, it said that in the terms and conditions. You may have had to have gone to the bottom and clicked on them to read them, but it did say them in there.
And so this has been a monthly membership fee. And how am I supposed to know what kind of a store or purchasing outlet or whatever that I can use to pay for to get some kind of return for this $67 a month?
I can give you so they would have been sending them in your emails. What I have on file is mrob1949@gmail.com.
Yes.
They would have been sending the vouchers to your email at that email address. But I don't know if you're like me. I have probably thousands of emails that I get every week. So I don't even look at them unless I recognize who they're from. And you may not have recognized who they were from, so you didn't know that they were the vouchers.
That's right. If I don't know who it is, they go to junk or to trash or to junk.
Exactly. Yeah, me too. I do the same thing. So what I can do is I can give you an email address that if you will send them an email and say, I've paid for a couple months of vouchers that I need, then they'll look at your account and they'll send you all those vouchers again.
I don't want the vouchers, son. I'd like to have my monies back.
All right. Well, I will go ahead and let you know I can only handle the most recent charge of the $67.32, and I can offer you 35% back just as a courtesy for the misunderstanding.
35% back of the whole 6 months worth of charges?
No, sir. 35% of the most recent charge. I can only handle the most recent charge.
So I don't get the full 67 back. I get only 35% of 67, which ain't but $20 and something.
Let me see here. Yeah, it'll let me go. I can actually go up to 50%. So that'll be $33 and some change.
As a refund.
Yes, sir. Refunded.
Do it.
All right.
How much? $33 and what?
I'll tell you exactly. Give me 1 second. $33.66.
And that's today?
Yes, sir. I'm going to process it today, and it'll be back within 3 to 5 business days. All right, I'm processing it now. It was successful. Okay, so within 3 to 5 business days, you will see that $33 on back on the same card that was charged.
All right, and there will be no future charges, correct?
Yes, sir. That is correct. You are canceled out, and I have a cancellation number if you'd like to keep it for your records.
Yes, please.
All right, let me know when you're ready.
1 second.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. It's going to be C as in Charlie, 263-405-483.
All right. That was C as in Charlie, 263-405-483.
Yes, sir. That's it. That's exactly it.
All right.
All right. Thank you so much for your patience today, Mr. Robinson. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, not unless you can get my money back.
No, I wish I could, but right now that's all we can do.
They need to put some kind of notification in big bold letters that's saying membership required.
I agree with you, Mr. Robinson. I wholeheartedly agree with you. But I imagine if they did do that, I might not have a job right now.
Well, all right, son. You have a good one. Thank you.
You too. Thank you so much. Have a good day and happy New Year.